the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive and Kidney Diseases workshop in 1998 devised criteria for the identification of patients with interstitial cystitis stop. This was done for research purposes, and the criteria are not diagnostic. In fact, only 30% of patients thought to have interstitial cystitis will fulfil the criteria. There were 2 inclusion criteria and 18 exclusion criteria. The 2 inclusion criteria were bladder pain and urgency and the demonstration of glomerulations or Hunter's ulcer at cystoscopy. Exclusion criteria comprised a child less than 18 years, duration less than 9 months, daytime frequency less than 8 times a day, an absence of nocturia, symptoms relieved by antibiotics or anticholinergics, recent confirmed UTI or prostatitis, TB cystitis, active genital herpes, vaginitis, radiation cystitis, cyclophosphamide or chemical cystitis, a bladder tumour, uterine, cervical, vaginal or urethral cancer, a urethral diverticulum, bladder or ureteric calculi, a maximum cystometric capacity greater than 350 mL, an absence of urge with the bladder filled to 150 mL, and the demonstration of phasic contractions on filling.